Now, 8 counties in central and southwest Wisconsin are under a heat advisory today with high temperatures in the 90s and the heat index nearing 100 degrees. It's one of the warmest days in what's been a long stretch of hot and humid weather for much of the state. And forecasts show that temperatures in the mid to high 80s at least are expected to continue for the rest of the week. Wisconsin's Emergency Management Department is warning people to watch for the signs of heat stroke and be super sure not to leave kids and pets in cars. You can check out their guidelines and advice. They're on Facebook as Ready Wisconsin. Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist at weather.com. He's here to help us get a handle on this heat wave. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Rob, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I know 90-ish degrees in July, that in itself isn't that weird for Wisconsin. But this seems like an extended period of heat. Is it unusual or am I just extra whiny this year?
No, it certainly has a Florida feel outside right now. I mean, I'm looking at a current map of dew points, which is kind of a measure of the moisture in the air. And generally, when the dew points are above 70, that's when it feels pretty humid. And I'm seeing dew points in parts of Wisconsin, 73, 74, even 76 degrees, which feels a lot like Florida in the summertime. So, we've had this stretch that started in late June, and it's kind of persisted through at least the first week of July. And unfortunately, there's more to come after that.
What's going on up in the sky that's making this hot weather, hot, humid weather settle in over us for such a long time?
So, Rob, heat waves are generally produced when you have these domes of high pressure aloft with sinking air. And when sinking air, when you have air that sinks, it dries out and it warms up. And it also diverts cool fronts away from the state. So we've had this general pattern where this dome of high pressure has sat over the Great Lakes. It's also extended well up into Canada. And it's just locked in this persistent phase of warmer than average weather since really the last weekend in June.
Now, you mentioned the dew point, and of course, we have the temperatures and the heat index. Remind us, I think you've explained this to me before, remind us how the heat index works.
Yeah, so the heat index is kind of summer's version of wind chill. So remember, wind chill is temperatures plus wind makes us feel colder. Well, heat index, it's temperatures plus humidity makes us feel hotter, makes it harder for the body to shed its heat through evaporation of sweat. So the warmer and the more humid it is, the higher the heat index. So when we have heat indices that are approaching 100 degrees, it makes it pretty difficult for the body to cool itself through sweat when you're outside in the middle of the day.
Talking to Jonathan Erdman, Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist at weather.com. We're talking about the weather, the hot and sustained weather we have going on. John, you already kind of spoiled the bad news for us. This is going to keep going for a while. What do we mean by a while?
Well, how about I give you a little bit of good news here?
Okay, so yeah, I like that.
So we are going to have a cool down coming just in time for the weekend. So by the time we get to Friday, we should see highs across the state generally in the 80s, not 90s. And that includes the southern part of the state. So we'll cool it down a little bit. And then by Sunday, we could have highs in the 70s in northern Wisconsin and the 80s in southern Wisconsin. So not terribly cool, but it'll definitely feel better than we've had. Unfortunately, once we get to about, say, the middle part of next week and beyond, that dome of high pressure is going to build back up into the Great Lakes. So we're going to get hot again by about mid to late next week with more 90s in store.
And then this one may stick around for a while, too, if that dome builds up.
Yeah, it looks like it. Again, we'll get a break this weekend into maybe the first half of next week. And then that dome of high pressure will build back in. So we'll see more 90s, particularly in southern Wisconsin, from about, say, Wednesday into the following weekend. And then we'll just have to see if that pattern can break after that, if we can actually get a cold front through. Now, if you're in northern Wisconsin, the back half of next week, we could see a lot of thunderstorms because you could get a stalled frontal boundary that could drape over the northern part of the state. So if you're headed up north or if you're listening to us from up north, it might be kind of a noisy week next week as far as thunderstorms are concerned.
Yeah, let's talk about storms. It seems like there have been a bunch of, small but fairly intense storms. And depending on where you are, they either hit you or they miss you. What's been going on with storm activity during this hot patch?
Well, Rob, I could really vent about this because where I am in Waukesha County, I swear it's been a precipitation hole so far this year. I was watching the radar yesterday, and there was, you know, widespread rain and thunderstorms over much of, you know, the southern, basically the southeastern half of Wisconsin. We cut the state in half. The southeastern half was basically getting soaked. And I watched these storms come toward me, and they literally almost split around my neighborhood. And this can happen sometimes in the summer. You know, thunderstorms can be hit or miss. You know, you hear the terms isolated and scattered. Well, those terms are descriptive of what thunderstorms can be. So, you know, you can drive 10 miles down the road and you see big puddles in the street, and you get back home and your grass could still look brown. So that can be the case at times during the summer months.
And one of the big severe weather worries in a Wisconsin summer, of course, is tornado activity. Are there prospects for that? What's the outlook over the next couple of weeks anyway?
Well, again, we'll keep an eye on, say, the middle to latter part of next week, particularly up in northern Wisconsin, for some severe thunderstorms, maybe with some damaging winds. You know, again, those details are to be determined. But in the meantime, with any rain that we get, we're getting to the time of year, and we saw this yesterday, where sometimes it's flash flooding that is the biggest concern, because sometimes these thunderstorms, especially if the jet stream is well to our north, just don't move very fast. So all of a sudden you can have a situation where you get this soaking rain and it just doesn't move. And all of a sudden you're seeing street flooding right outside your front door. So I think the severe threat doesn't look too bad over the next several days, but we'll have to keep an eye out for some damaging winds, maybe some flooding in parts of the state next week.
And so for the short-term prospect, we better get out and enjoy even the modest cool down this weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think so. Sunday looks particularly nice, you know, with 70s in the north and 80s in the south. So, and there'll also be some lower humidity. So maybe we'll be able to give the air conditioning a rest, maybe open some windows at night and let some of that fresh air in. We should really take advantage of that. I have an air conditioning system that's about going on the fritz, so I really need to take advantage of things like that.
Well, John, good luck to you with getting some rain where you are, and good luck getting that AC to keep you going. Thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure, Rob.
Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist at weather.com. He talked with us today about what's been causing our wave of hot and humid weather and when it might break. Again, you can find info from Wisconsin Emergency Management about staying cool and safe. They're on Facebook at Ready Wisconsin.